Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine Show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis and Bowie. You have to be here. Constellation, America's energy choice. And by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union tonight. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. I'm Pete Medhurst. On this edition, we'll talk Navy men swimming with Bill Roberts, get his thoughts on exactly how the Mids continue to dominate their arch rivals from West Point and what it was like to have Rowdy Gaines on campus, not only to interact during practice, but at the Army-Navy meet with his swimmers. We'll also talk women's basketball with Sarita Condi. Big games for them with BU and Colgate coming up this week. The Navy men with a big win on the road at Case Gymnasium in Boston on Wednesday night. We'll review that action. 83-67 victors. They, of course, head to Colgate this weekend, trying to go 3-1 in Patriot League play with three of their first four on the road. That would be quite a feat in early season in the Patriot League. We'll update you on the Patriot League standings and more. And the Mids get a visit paid by number one in squash. All that and more coming up on this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. Coming up next, Sarita Condi joins us to talk women's hoops right here on the Navy Sports Magazine. Brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
Navy basketball fans are the best fans on the Chesapeake. We remind you that when you're celebrating a Navy basketball victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from the Naval Academy Athletic Association and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you to be a good sport. Responsibility matters.
AFMA is the longest-standing financial solutions provider expressly for the military community. Everything we do, from affordable life insurance to fee-only investment management and unique survivor assistance, empowers current and former service members and their families to make smart, confident financial decisions through every stage of life. Call us at 800-985-7650 or visit aafmaa.com/Navy today for more information.
Constellation recognizes Navy basketball as a leader on the court. We understand that winning happens with dedication, teamwork, and superior effort. And at Constellation, these values help us to deliver better energy solutions. As the nation's leading competitive energy supplier, our diverse workforce brings the skills and ingenuity that help drive our success. From engineering to information technology to operations and beyond, there are opportunities throughout the Exelon family of companies. We know the future of energy is you. Go Navy!
Are you a member of the Billy the Kid Club? For just $20, you'll receive many great benefits, including free admission to select Navy athletic events, a t-shirt, a free pizza, and much more. Please visit NavySports.com for more information and to sign up today. The Billy the Kid Club is sponsored by Annapolis area Papa John's.
Welcome back to Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids women's basketball team joined now by Sarita Condi. And for you guys overall, just your thoughts on where you guys are at this point. No doubt you all as a team have overcome a ton of adversity, especially with injuries as this season has gone along. Thoughts on where you guys are?
I think right now we're just really hungry for a win. We're 0-2 right now in Patriot League, so our main focus isn't on the injuries or the things that we've really overcome, but it's more of we need to get our first win in the Patriot League and kind of get going from there.
Obviously, it's very early in an 18-game schedule. How do you not hit the panic button after a tough start? Because if you do that, you know, then it can build into a lot longer potential losing streak than that.
Yeah, I think Steph has made that really clear in the first two games that we lost, and both of them were really tough losses for us, both to great programs, but she's made that clear and a huge point after every single game that we do have a long season ahead of us, and there's still a lot of things that we need to learn and a lot of things that we need to improve on. So I think we're trying to take more of a positive approach and really just continue to fine-tune what we've been learning and get us ready to start so that we're effective by the end of the season.
As one of the leaders on the team
how do you not put too much pressure on yourself to where that becomes a negative for the team?
I think it's just playing your game. Everybody has their own role on the team, so if my role happens to be being a leader while also having to distribute points or make defensive plays, that's something that I've already accepted. So I think everyone's just trying to get in their groove with the different roles that we have.
For you individually, being from the West Coast, have you finally been able to get past that? Do you feel comfortable here being that far away from home? Because I know sometimes for some athletes with the time commitment, it's good because you've got a lot of things going on. But in that respect, have you been able to get past that part of it here as well?
Yeah, I think so. It's funny that you mentioned that because in practice we have with certain drills, it'll be East Coast versus West Coast. Mm-hmm. So I guess that there's still a part of that, but yeah, I'm definitely comfortable with calling Annapolis my home, and I don't really get homesick or anything, but I have a great support system back home, and I think that helps a lot too, knowing that I have support on the West Coast, but Annapolis is still my home, and I'm really comfortable here.
Is this an awkward time for you all, being out of school, so to speak, with no classes to go to? That time I know is so precious where you don't have that, but to be able to just focus on basketball for a short period of time, is it awkward, and at the same time, is it a positive for you all?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a positive. Of course, that there's a negative aspect of it with just coming home after the holidays, and oh, we're back at school, and you know, we have basketball, but it's actually turned into a positive, and we do fun things. Like today we're planning on doing team building, bowling with everyone. So we still try to make it team oriented. We spend a lot of time together without being stressed out by the academic aspect of the academy.
Those kind of activities, how much does that really help bond you all? Because I know part of it, what they sell you on about the Naval Academy, is the eventual brotherhood. I mean, you know, the 4,000 people you're here at school with, and many of them are going to be your long-term friends and things of that going forward. But how much do those kind of activities really help keep you guys going and almost serve as a little bit of mental stress relief during the course of what is a very grinding season?
Yeah, I think it definitely helps. And the other thing that I think we have an advantage of maybe over other teams is that there are so few of us, you know, in comparison to a football team or something like that, that we spend a lot of time together even when it's not organized or on the schedule. So I think that's something that we really value too. And it's funny because whether or not we had bowling planned for today, we all would have been together somewhere anyways. So I think that's just something that this team does a great job of too.
How much are you guys looking forward to getting back going here with action on Thursday and Saturday?
Yeah, we're really excited. The past couple days of practice has been really good, and everyone's keeping their focus and, like you mentioned, not really hitting the panic button. So we're just ready to get a win.
Navy women's guard Sarita Condi mids getting sent for Colgate this coming weekend as they will take on the Raiders. That'll be a 4 o'clock tip on Saturday at Alumni Hall. Tickets are available by calling 1-800-US-4-NAVY and, of course, by going to Navy Sports. .com. And for all the information you need to know about all Navy sports, go to NavySports.com. All 33 varsity sports represented there, their schedules, their stories, their rosters, all that and more as the Navy women get set for Colgate on Saturday at 4 o'clock. We're back with more of the Navy Sports Magazine in a moment on the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network over at Lejeune Hall for some swimming talk with head coach Bill Roberts. And for you and John both, let's go back before we go forward. I know you all had to be tremendously impressed with your kids and the focus they showed, because as we know, when you're a heavy favorite, and in many cases with swimming, you're competing against the clock. The clock is your enemy, not necessarily the opponent. The focus your kids showed in, the electricity in this building for the Army-Navy meet, just off the charts. I mean, for somebody that maybe has never seen it, I would urge when Army comes back here 2 years from now to watch this, because you would not find any more electricity on this yard for any other event than we saw here in this pool. What an amazing day for your swimmers.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, for the athletes, both men and women, John and I would say that, you know, they put in so much time and energy, so it's great for them to have some moments like that. And I think 2 years was 2 years ago was very similar, but this year was taken to a whole nother level. And the support and, you know, the support of the brigade, the support of the NAAA, just everybody involved. You know, it takes a lot of time and effort behind the scenes to set that up. So, you know, just to answer the question, I couldn't be happier for the kids on both teams to have that type of atmosphere to go out and perform their best.
I was going to say, that night, my broadcast partner, Rowdy Gaines, I thought said it best. For the swimmer, most of the time it's the golden sounds of silence, and to feed off of that energy. Do you see that in your athletes, especially when they get that rare opportunity in that kind of environment?
Yeah, it's very easy to say yes in general, but specifically right now we're in the middle of a training camp and I'm doing goal meetings with each athlete, and each time, you know, we talk about first semester without me prompting anybody. Probably one of the top two things they reference is the environment of that meet that night.
When you go out and obviously recruit prospective athletes, you know, how do you find the people that continue to bring the focus and the commitment that it takes to perform on such a high level? Because there's a very high standard expected here.
Yeah, I think we you know, just in time, we've gotten a little bit better, you know, just trying to identify someone who's going to go hard for 4 years. You know, that's really what I think we're looking for. And someone who's going to buy into the program from the get-go, even before they get here, but also understand, you know, the other dimensions of their existence in Annapolis, which is academics and, you know, being a great midshipman. And it's just not easy. You know, you really have to get into the bushes. You have to spend a lot of time. And I think one thing we've done a little bit better job is just calling our coaches a little earlier in the process and just really getting a pulse on what, you know, we would potentially be getting in terms of a person when they come here.
How the swimming results sell themselves. I mean, if you're a swimmer, I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer. It's a program you consider. But how hard is that sell, even though you know you're selling a first-class education, but getting someone to buy into that and to really understand all of the things that the academy can accomplish for you?
It really is a constant process. I mean, that's what I view. I've come to view probably the most important aspect of my job here is just continuing to provide an environment for the midshipmen, but also to continue to sell them on the idea of excellence. And, you know, regardless of what's going on during their daytime, they still have an opportunity to come down here and push themselves to the limits. And I think, you know, when we can do that together, and they trust the program, and I'm genuine in my salesmanship of that whole process, then everything really, you know, moves in a good direction.
The depth of the program, how much does that help? As you mentioned, in times like now, like during a training camp where, you know, there are aren't any head-to-head results to go get against competitive swimmers except the people in your room. How much does that depth, though, help push guys? Because we saw some tremendous finishes, not only by your first place people, but by your seconds, your thirds, and other competitors before the break as well.
Yeah, that's pretty much how we design the program. It's based on depth, and you know, if you're competing against Navy, we may not win every single event, but we're certainly gonna hit you hard if you do make a mistake. And you know, I think it goes back to the championship philosophy, which is, you know, we're really geared towards February, March, and trying to just really rack up a lot of points in that environment. So to do that, you've got to have multiple guys in multiple events and all training at the same level.
How do you convince them to not get complacent? Because some of them do achieve a very high level, and really the only thing at times that can beat them is their own complacency. How do you combat that?
Well, I think the first thing is they have to convince themselves not to get complacent. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, a coach can probably recognize it pretty quickly, or we think we know, we see it when we see it. But I think it's really just a matter of setting goals in the beginning of the season and discussing those and having those laid out. Because if they have their goals and they believe in them, complacency should never significantly affect what you're trying to do if they can stay focused on that. But it is a constant process.
Obviously, during the Army-Navy meet, we had a chance to have Rowdy Gaines here to have a man of that caliber around the program, even for what seemed to be like a very short time, to see his infectious enthusiasm interacting with the swimmers. What was that like to have him here, have him interacting with your program, and really in many ways supporting your program, showing support for your program by coming here?
It's instant credibility. You know, certainly yourself and Rowdy to be in the pool that night calling the meet. It just, the kids are completely aware of that. The day the release came out, it was like, wow. You know, there was just another, it just added another element to their preparation, and whether it was direct or indirect. But specifically for that night, you know, there wasn't a single person on our team who could not walk by him on the way to the block. They had to go past him in both directions. And I think to have a multiple gold medalist sitting right there in the corner of the pool that they train in every day, I just can't help but think that gives them just a little bit of an extra pop, you know, as they're getting ready. And, you know, they want to impress the guy who has seen a lot of great swimming.
I was going to say, I mean, to see his enthusiasm and the way he reached out to them, I mean, they didn't necessarily have to come over to him. I mean, he's reaching out to them as they're walking by. You as a coach, you know, we talk about the swimmers getting complacent, and how do you keep your edge in terms of, I mean, the rigors of recruiting? I mean, let's face it, it's not easy. I mean, I don't care what college sport you're recruiting for. It's never easy to try and get student athletes. Then you add, obviously, what you have to sell in terms of an education. How do you maintain the focus you need to obviously continue to find those student athletes and obviously challenge yourself each year to better the previous year's results?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm big into the sport just in general. I just enjoy, you know, the process of learning and trying out new things. So I like to go to clinics a lot, like to hear coaches speak, like to talk to coaches. So just making sure I'm doing those type of steps so I can bring some stuff back to the team. We run a really good camp here in the summertime. There's a lot of coaches, a lot of just good exchanges going on at that point, different ideas. And then also I think the other thing that I've started to do a better job with is just, you know, solicit and hear ideas from my team. I think if, you know, a lot of times they have good ideas and I give them an opportunity to share those. And I think the combination of all that, and then plus other, I like just sports in general. So other coaches here at the Naval Academy, I can kind of get a sense of how they run a practice, or, you know, certain strategical things will indirectly help us quite a bit.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck here in the second half of the season.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. Appreciate it.
Bill Roberts, what a job he's done with the Navy men's swimming program, a guy that was also at Colgate within the Patriot League. So certainly he's a guy that knew the league coming in, and what he has done with this Navy program, taking it to heights that are just unbelievable right now. And if you've not had a chance, you can still go back and watch the archive on Campus Insiders from the Army-Navy swim meet, the electricity in Lejeune Hall that night. Rowdy Gaines, who obviously, when you mention swimming in the United States, his name is synonymous with the sport. He's a guy that his enthusiasm for it, his enthusiasm for the competitors that night for both Army and Navy, just infectious. And to have one of the greats of the sport come spend time with us on our campus, interact with our athletes, that was just a sight to behold at the Army-Navy swim meet. And hopefully in 2 years, we'll be able to do that again. Coming up, we'll talk about big win for Navy men's basketball on the road on Wednesday night. We'll do that when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road, and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. You never think, I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly, thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
B-Dubs gets it. The big game's coming up and you want to throw a party at home. Well, let them help you look like an MVP with B-Dubs Takeout. Simply give B-Dubs a call and place your pre-order today. For takeout only, 50 traditional wings for only $49.99 or 50 boneless wings for just $42.99. Offer valid for takeout only at participating Maryland locations. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Laurel. You have to be here.
Navy Federal member Heather Lanning can tell the difference between babesiosis and Plasmodium falciparum practically with her eyes closed.
I know my parasites.
When it comes to PMI and PITI payments on home mortgages, she's a little less sure-footed.
There's a difference?
Helping people stay healthy is Heather's thing. Helping you be good with money is ours. At Navy Federal Credit Union, our mortgage loans can be 100% financed with no money down and no PMI. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn more and be good with money. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Federally insured. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. Great to have you with us. Navy Sports Magazine, as always, presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union, proud supporter of Navy Athletics. Wednesday night at Case Gymnasium in Boston, the Navy Midshipmen men's basketball team went on the road 6-1 now in true road games this season as they beat BU by a score of 83-67, five mids in double figures. Will Kelly, Tillman Dunbar, Sean Anderson all with 16, Jace Hogan with 14, Tim Abruzzo with 11 for the mids in the victory. Navy already sitting at the 11-win mark on the season, and just delicious to see the way they're playing right now. Navy women coming up with action on Saturday against Colgate. In fact, if you're listening on our Annapolis affiliate, coming up in about an hour, it'll be the mids and BU in a Thursday night contest as well. Women's basketball Saturday, though, at 4 o'clock. It's our Hometown Heroes Appreciation Day. All policemen, firefighters, military, and first responders receive $5 admission to the game. That's half price. Show your proper ID at the Alumni Hall ticket window to receive your discounted ticket. It's the All-American Do Show. Stay in your seats during halftime as you do not want to miss the sensational All-American Dog Show performance by John Casey and the Frisbee Dogs. Held at Alumni Hall, regular price tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for youth 18 years old and under, and can be purchased by calling 1-800-US-4-NAVY or online at NavySports.com. Men's track and field takes on Princeton at Halsey Fieldhouse. That'll be on Saturday at 11 a.m. Get on out there and get a chance to see that as well. And what a opportunity this week for Keenan Reynolds. He's obviously well-deserved of all of the accolades that he has received as a Navy football player on the field. And, you know, we've consistently told you about the young man off the field as well. Well, this week, the White House Historical Association presented Reynolds with the inaugural Commodore Stephen Decatur Award for Leadership in front of guests who included former Chief of Naval Operations and former Navy Secretary at the War of 1812, his hero's historic D.C. home. John Dalton, of course, great friend of Navy Athletics. Through the years, and you've heard me mention his name an awful lot here on this program in the past as the former Navy Secretary. Just so incredibly good to Omar Nelson, Joe Miller, and I, always coming to our luncheons and to see Head Coach Ken Niumatalolo, big supporter of Navy Athletics, and great to see him there. And obviously for Vice Admiral Ted Carter, who was there as well. Keenan Reynolds continues to show you that Navy football is more about just the on-field product. You see the way he carries himself both on and off the field, and it just goes to show you the kind of young men that Ken Niumatalolo continues to bring into the program, and the ones that people continue to honor with the program as well. And it's great to see Keenan get the just rewards there. We'll come back and wrap things up on this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. We'll do it in a moment right here on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Congratulations to the Navy freshman Alex Patricolo, who earned his 11th win of the season in squash, defeating Trinity's William Douglas in four games on Wednesday. 15-time College Squash Association national champions, the Bantams of Trinity, came to town, knocked off the mids at Halsey Fieldhouse's international squash courts on Wednesday. But Patricolo picking up a four-set win and continues to have an outstanding freshman season. Don't forget, we'll be on the air Saturday at 1:45 from Hamilton, New York for the Mids and Colgate in men's basketball. Navy look to move to 3-1 in the Patriot League standings if they can pick up a victory on Saturday. Joe Miller has the call coming up following this program at 7 o'clock for the Navy women in Boston University. And then Saturday, he'll have the call on Patriot League TV and on our local Annapolis affiliate, 1430 WNAV and 99.9 FM, for the Mids and the Raiders. Make your plans to be with us. On behalf of Bill Lusby, appreciate all of his technical assistance. I'm Pete Medhurst. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Northrop Grumman, the value of performance. Your friends at Bud Light. Be a good sport, drink responsibly, and always designate a driver. And by Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.